Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been sharing with you every day this week a different Hebrew word for the English word praise. And today we have another different one. There are actually seven different words, Hebrew words, that were translated in the King James to the word praise. So today we're going to look at the last one of those Hebrew words. And the word we're going to look at today is Barak. That is the Hebrew word, and it is defined as to kneel, to bless God as an act of adoration. The idea there being to kneel in adoration to the Lord. Now, this word, Barak, occurs 330 times in the King James, and it is translated as the word psalm, and we find it actually in quite a few places. It is found, one of the places it is found is in Psalm 72. I'm not going to read this psalm, I'll only read the verse that this word is found in. But I'll give you a little background on this psalm. This psalm was written by David for his son Solomon, who was king. The first verse is basically for Solomon, but the rest of the psalm is actually a prophecy of the kingdom of Christ. So, again, the first verse of this psalm, it seems to be directed to Solomon. But the rest of the psalm very clearly is a prophecy of the prosperity of the kingdom of Christ under the shadow of the reign of Solomon. So, for example, in verse 5, this psalm speaks about the reign of the king, or that people would fear the king as long as the sun and the moon endure. Well, obviously, Solomon is long gone, and yet the sun and the moon are still with us. So it's not talking about Solomon. And there are other references in the psalm that could only apply to Christ as well and not to Solomon. But anyway, in verse 15 of this psalm, David ends this verse. He ends verse 15 by saying, "And daily shall he be praised." And he's speaking about Christ there. Daily Christ shall be praised. He doesn't use the word Christ, but he's referring to him. Now, the Hebrew word for praised here is Barak. It's that word I was introducing to you today. But it would also be correct to read the verse this way, the end of that verse. "And he shall live," I'll read that whole verse to you, verse 15. "And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually." And then it would be correct to read it this way, "And daily shall his people kneel in adoration to him." And as I mentioned earlier, the King James says, "And daily shall he be praised." Well, it would be correct to say, "And daily shall his people kneel in adoration to him." It's very interesting. It really gives depth and meaning to these Psalms, if you read them in the context of what the Hebrew really means there, it just really makes these psalms come alive. But there's another interesting aspect of this word, Barak. It's translated into English as praise, but it's also translated into the word bless. Bless and praise, they're used interchangeably for this same Hebrew word, Barak. For example, in Psalm 145, and this psalm is just glowing with praise and usage of a number of the Hebrew words that I already spoke about this week. I'm going to read that psalm to you. It's a psalm of David. It's a psalm of praise, Psalm 145, verse 1. "I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless," here's that Hebrew word, Barak, "I will bless," that is, to kneel, as an act of adoration. I will bless, I will kneel before thee forever and ever. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Do you get that connection there? I will kneel in adoration forever and ever. Well, amen. Verse 2, every day will I bless. There it is again, Barak. Every day will I kneel in adoration to thee, we could say there. And I will praise, and here's the Hebrew word, halal. We spoke about that, I think, on the third day, Tuesday of this week, yeah. I will praise halal, thy name, forever and ever. That is to make a show of. I will make a show of your name. I'm going to boast about your name. I'm going to rave about your name. You remember we talked about that. That's that word. Verse 3, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Halal, there it is again. David is saying, great is the Lord. He is great, folks. He is greatly to be praised. Halal. To make a show of. We need to greatly make a show of him. We need to greatly boast about him. Greatly rave about God and his good works. Do you get the picture? Do you understand what David is saying here? It really adds meaning to these words. Verse 4. One generation shall praise. Here's the word shabak. Remember we had that one earlier in this. Actually, yesterday, I believe we talked about that. Yes, to address in a loud tone. One generation shall praise shabak. Address in a loud tone the good works of God to the next generation and shall declare thy mighty acts. Isn't that neat? I just love how these Hebrew words bring so much life and meaning to these words. That's incredible. One generation shall address in a loud tone the good things God has done to the next generation. Wow. Verse 5, I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. Verse 8, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Verse 10, all thy works shall praise, there's the word yodah, all thy works shall yodah thee, to hold out their hands, to revere or worship with extended hands, O Lord, all thy works. It's as though the sun and the moon and the stars, the beauty of all creation is holding out their hands, as it were, in praise, in adoration, and worship to God. Second part of that verse says, and thy saints shall bless Barak thee. Again, there's that word Barak, to kneel. And all thy saints shall kneel in adoration before thee. These verses come alive. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. Verse 17, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him and to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but the wicked will he destroy. And then verse 21, the last verse of this psalm. There's some really interesting things in this one too. He says, "My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever." Now I read that with the English words. I'll read it to you with the Hebrew words. "My mouth shall speak." That word there is dabar. And that word simply means to arrange. My mouth shall arrange the praise, tehillah. I didn't say that right. Tehillah. And that's a hymn. My mouth shall arrange a hymn of praise to the Lord is what he's really saying there. Isn't that beautiful? My mouth shall arrange a hymn of praise to the Lord. And let all flesh, barak, kneel before the Lord in adoration to his holy name forever and ever. I think that is so beautiful. I just love how these Hebrew words have really added meaning to many verses in Psalms. I would encourage you to take a Strong's Concordance and look those words up and pursue them in the study of Psalms. It's beautiful. It adds so much meaning to the Psalms. They are rich in meaning. God bless you today and in the days that God gives you breath ahead, in the days, months, years ahead that God gives you breath. Pursue him, praise him, bless him, and do all that these Hebrew words have given to us. It is beautiful. I exhort you to do that. The Lord bless your day and bless you as you walk with him.